The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has ordered an investigation into a champagne gathering at his department when the country was in phase two of its reopening plan. This controversial event took place in the aftermath of Ireland winning a UN Security Council seat. Secretary General at the Department of Foreign Affairs, Joe Hackett, will now examine the circumstances surrounding the gathering and issue a report by the end of the month. With more on this, I'm joined on the line by political editor with Independent Newspapers, Philip Ryan. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Claire.
So it emerged last night that Minister Coveney has instructed the Secretary General at his department to investigate the gathering and that he issued that instruction last Thursday. But there's some confusion over the timeline of all of this. Will you talk us through the details?
Yeah, there certainly is. The statement we have, the latest statement, it's the fourth statement from Simon Coveney on this controversy, was issued last night. And it was sent to me after I asked Simon Coveney's spokesperson about comments made by Tánaiste Leo Varadkar on RTE's This Week programme, where he suggested that perhaps further investigation into the party, which happened in June 2020, should be looked at. So I asked that question. And the response was, the minister has looked for a report from the Secretary General, which will be compiled before the end of the month. Now, that kind of, the slightly odd bit of it is that the Minister Coveney went on RTE's News at One on Friday and did an interview with Brian Dobson about the affair, where he was asked repeatedly about investigations and what investigations could be carried out and why didn't he carry out investigations at the time and never mentioned this. But his advisor had said he had actually asked for this investigation the Thursday, the day before that interview, but just never thought to mention it.
Well, we'll have a listen now to some of that interview that you mentioned. This is from Friday's News at One with Brian Dobson, and this is Minister Coveney speaking to Brian.
Do you seek an investigation, further details?
No, I didn't. I clearly didn't think that was a good idea. Well, because this was something that had happened. It was quite public because it was put up on social media. It was taken down. There was an acknowledgement of wrongdoing, if you like. And I trusted my Secretary General, and I felt that, clearly what happened shouldn't have happened.
Yes, but I didn't feel that
there was a need for follow-up after that.
But we're told that lessons have been learned. How do you learn lessons if you don't carry out some kind of investigation?
Well, because I think that the Secretary General who was there, of course, needed to ensure that the department didn't allow a repeat of that dropping of the guard, if you like, particularly at a time when, the country was and continues to be rightly very sensitive. In terms of, adherence to restrictions linked to COVID. People like me and my department need to lead by example. This is something that I think many in the department are very embarrassed about and feel ashamed about. But it happened. It didn't happen since. And I think, from that point of view, the lesson was learned.
See, it's just strange, Philip, that he didn't mention that he had ordered the investigation, as you say, the day before. But it's also strange that the Tánaiste Leo Varadkar didn't mention yesterday, when he was being interviewed on This Week by Justin McCarthy, that an investigation is underway.
Yeah, the Tánaiste Leo Varadkar certainly gave the impression that he had no idea of any investigation was underway during that interview, which a lot of his party are saying wasn't his best performance, to put it lightly. And it looks like it's information that wasn't passed on to him ahead of that interview by Simon Coveney. I've asked this morning Leo Varadkar's advisor, what is the situation with this? Was he aware of it? Why wasn't he told? If he was told, why didn't he say it on air? And why this investigation has been kept for such a big secret for the last few days, when you would think if you were trying to address this controversy swiftly, albeit into the third week of it, that you'd come out and give this piece of information to the public and say, look, we're looking into it now. We're trying to find out what the exact nature of what happened and if it was a proper breach and should be punished or should be consequences of some description.
And have you had any answers from the Tánaiste's office?
Nothing so far, no. There doesn't seem to be any clarity on why he wouldn't know about this before an interview, a very public interview, a lengthy interview where a lot of topics would be covered. And again, the reasons why, Simon Coveney was given ample opportunity, I think, by Brian Dobson to reveal this and to tell people that this was going to happen and didn't do so.
You see, he did say, you know, that the people who are involved in this are mortified, which is fine. We accept that they're mortified. But thousands of people, 17,000 people or thereabouts, have been fined for breaching restrictions throughout the pandemic, haven't they?
Yeah, and that includes around 2,000, more than 2,800 people who were fined for attending what was seen as an illegal gathering, and you got a €150 fine for that. And that has been, that's the most latest figures I could see anyway, that these Gardaí fines that were sent out during the strictest level of COVID regulations, when you weren't allowed to have people in your home and you couldn't have gatherings of various sizes. So, like, there is a lot of people who have been punished out there, and I think this will annoy them to see that other are perhaps getting off lighter.
Why is there so much focus on this now? Is because we have been looking at what's been going on in Downing Street, where they appear to be having a party every week, if not every day, during the pandemic. Is that why this is now up at the top of the agenda again?
Yeah, look, it was kind of dealt with pretty swiftly at the time. It was taken down off social media, and it disappeared into the ether. And people obviously had other things on their minds. Maybe the news agenda was elsewhere. But yes, the antics of Boris Johnson and his staff, especially over at number 10 Downing Street, has kind of brought new focus to this. And you know, there's a tendency, I suppose, in Ireland, sometimes we kind of look down our nose at our British politics and kind of see them as a bit the buffoonery of it all, and it all seems a bit silly. But then when it happens something similar closer to home, we should address it with the same sort of vigour that we would expect an issue in Downing Street to be treated.
Just elsewhere, we have a meeting of NPHET coming up on Thursday. What are you expecting from that meeting, Philip?
Well, I think the good news is that the meeting will be focused on whether the government or the an effort can recommend easing of restrictions, and looking at some of those restrictions that were brought in during the Christmas period around this curfew that's still in place on the hospitality sector, which is there for 8 p.m. at the moment. So they'll be looking at extending that at least till a little bit later in the evening, if not doing away with it entirely. You'll probably see some of the other measures around like wearing masks. That's going to stay in place for a while. The issue around how many people can sit at a table, there could possibly still be limits on that. And the government also want to develop more of a strategy on returning to offices, because that hasn't happened yet to any great extent.
All right, Philip, thank you very much indeed. Philip Ryan there, political editor with Independent Newspapers. Coming up next, are you attracted to the notion of installing solar panels but you don't know where to start? Well, Brian O'Connell has the complete guide. That's after this break.